Parsha B'Shalach. It's obviously the Parsha of the Shira. And the understanding a little bit about what the Mechus of the Shira is in terms of its Teichen. In other words, what does the Shira bring to it that other Inyanim of Haidah HaTakadosh Baruch, Shem HaTakadosh Baruch, etc. don't bring? There's some very special Nekuda. Let's take a look first at the Chazal over here, and we'll try to understand a little bit of the Teichen. First of all, the word Oz Yashem Moshe, so Rashi brings the word Oz, it's very hard to understand, Kilu, referring to what time, what moment. So Rashi says, one is Oz Kishiroh HaNeis Olo B'Libo Sheyosh Hashira. So, in other words, that's when Moshe decided to say Shira, so to speak. It's hard to understand a little bit, I mean, what that's putting in over here. You always decide at some point to do something. What does it mean, Oz Yashmashke Kishra Nes Olo Beliba Chashashira? It should say Oz Kishra Nes Shar, which is back again to square one, because then what does the pasuk mean, Oz? I mean, it's the context that's happening in. Okay. But Chazal over here say, Oz Yashem Moshe, Hado Dechsiv Nochen Kis Achem Mi Oz. It says in the pasuk, Ntilim Nochen Kis Achem Mi Oz, Omer Brachif Yerim Avua, Afal Pishem O'Elam Ato, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Me'olam, so the pasuk, so even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Me'olam, lo nisyashev kisachov lo nedato b'olamcha ad shamru b'necha shira. Lekach nema nochen kisachov me'oz. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed always, but he wasn't nisyashev kisoy lo nedato b'olamcha. So there's some sort of darg of nisyashev kisoy noide balamai. Acham banecha shira. What exactly is the, what is nisyashev kisacha? And then Chazal give a mashal. Mashal mel shasem lochama v'nitzeach. Vasas Augustus. There was a king that they promoted him with the title Augustus. That was a Roman title that Augustus was the first to take it on. Everyone else took it on afterwards. Omraloi. Achlo sisa mulchama. That until now you were just a king, and now you became an Augustus. So the Medrash Mayish covered by Melech Augustus. What's the nafgemina between the two? In other words, in terms of the Harocha, Ki'ilu, the Chazal are saying there's no practical difference between the Augustus and the Melech. I mean, all it is he took on another title. What exactly is the difference in the title? So he says, Mayish Kovid ben Melech Augustus, Ala Melech Oimid Ala Luach, Augustus Yoshev. The king stands over there when he is, whenever they paint a picture of the king is standing, like ready for battle, whatever it is. Augustus Yeshiv, and Augustus sits. When they paint him sitting. Kacham Yisrael, Be'emes Asher Barosei Lom Cho Yisa Ato. Misha Barosei Yisa Ato Hu. So, Be'emes, you didn't change. Al Kaviyochol Oymed, Shnema Omad Ve'imoided Oretz. When the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a p'chin of Oymed. He brings a pasuk, Omad Ve'imoided Oretz. Al Misha Madeto Bayam, V'armanu Shira Lefanecha Bi'oz. When we said Shira Be'oz, Nishyashva malchuscha v'kisacha nochein, havei nochein kisacha me'oz be'oz yashir. So, Chazal say that the shinui in gilui kvoit shemayim between the time of the hanhaga to the time of the hanhagas from Bris Olam till Kriyas Yamsuf lies in a shinui between Amida and Yeshiva. So, Chazal point at some sort of transition between what was before and was afterwards. The Lashonis that he uses, the difference between Amida and Yeshiva. We need to understand what are we talking about. What is the Inyan? What's the Shini over here between the Oymed al Aluach and Yeshiv al Aluach? This is Dvarim, really, really need a Hezba. Chazal also say, a little bit further down, it says that by Oz Yoshe Moshe, so it says difference between what is the Oz Yoshe Moshe. So it says that Miyom Shamad Kadosh Baruch Hu Lomoy Loi Oma Adam Shira. Akash Baruch was Matzal Avram from Kivshna Eish, and and Yitzchak and so on, and nobody said Shira until Banecha on the Yam. Chamdu Yisrael b'yam with Lomotzino Shama Adam Shira Lakadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal say that there's a sort of a taina, there's a bikiris that nobody said Shira till now, and now Klaisol said Shira Takadosh Baruch Hu. You find the same taina Chazal say by Chizkiya that Lakadosh Baruch Hu did not make him a melech because when he was saved he didn't say Shira, and therefore he wasn't Roy to be Melech HaMashiach. His one thing that Chizkiyahu Melech was missing to become Mashiach is saying Shira. So you see that Shira is something that's unique to Klal Yisrael at the Yam. It was not said by anybody until then, and because it wasn't said by anyone as of now afterwards, when we don't have the Gula Seifis, we don't have Melech HaMashiach. We have to understand that obviously everybody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did good to was Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hapam Oid Hashem, okay, Karshma Yehuda. She certainly she's called the Pelach Shal Haidah, and she certainly was Moed HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the Toiv that he did. So that's not going to be... So we have somebody who was Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, we have all the Chazal about, he had people benching for the meals and so on. I mean, it's unthinkable that they were Kfuy Toiv. We don't find Chas V'Sholom an expression of Kfuy Toiv on anybody. So obviously everybody was Moedet on the Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So where is this Knech over here? But Shira is something very unique. I mean, Chizkiya Melech, Chai Chai Yoducha, of Labanu Kamayni, he had a whole perek of extraordinary Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's something here in specific to Shira that Oz means it's a specific moment in time that's unique. It's something that hadn't ever happened. Oz Yoshe Moshe, the way Chazal are sort of emphasizing over here, is that Shira Kemat never occurred. It occurred at Kriyas Yamsuf, and Bez Hashem, there'll be a Shir Chodosh in our Geula. So what is Shira? I mean, if Chas V'Sholom, a person is not Maket Toiv, a person doesn't say Moedim, the person is a Kfuy Toiv. You don't find that in Chazal. That's not the Taina Tim. The Taina was that there was no Shira. So try and understand a little bit what's unique about Shira. The Gemara says in Erchin, the Gemara has a Shaila about Shira la Karben. There's a part of the Avodah Zarah that says Shira la Karben. So the Gemara says, Minayin le'ika Shira min HaTorah. How do you know that there is, where do you see a marker for Shira in HaTorah? So it brings a pasuk. Uvnei kos loy nosan ki avoides hakodesh aleihem bekosef yiso. So it says that the bnei kahos, they had avodes hakodesh, they were encumbered avodes hakodesh bekosef yiso. They carried the urin on their shoulders. So Chazal say ein yiso alosh shira. The word Yiso is Losh Hashira, V'cheinu Oymes Se'u Zimra U'snu Seif. So the Chazal Darshan from here, that is Ika Shira Min HaTorah. It's a drasha, but it's so strange. I mean, if we would have had the word Shira somehow woven in, Chazal say that the word Yiso is the word for is the word for the shira here. That's the key word. It's really, really, I mean, there's no din shira in the Nesias Haran. The din shira is an avoida. So Chazal say there is an avoida, there's avoidas hakodesh aleihem, there's certain avoidas hakodesh. That avoidas hakodesh is called b'kosef yisou. It could mean the Aaron kipshutoi, but it means much deeper, it means shira. Why? Because the word yisou is here and there. And where in the word yisou do you see, I mean, do you find the nekud of shira? The word yisou is a very different word. One is to carry, it's a kind of a metaphor to raise up in song. It's trying to understand a little bit. I mean, if Chazal learned shira from this pasuk, Bal Korcho, this is the nekud of shira. Because if yisou is the shira part over here. One more nekuda. The Zohar Kodesh says on the pasuk, on the perik, that we say alub say kashofar alub v'chinar al sefer machoel alub minim v'ugav alub tzal say sham alub tzal say sura. So the Zohar asks v'chikut shabrichu tzricha l'do. I mean, does the Kadosh Baruch Hu need an orchestra? What's pshat? Ah, because we have all sorts of wonderful instruments for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's saying. It's strange. So the Zohar says no. You read the parash differently. You read it as if the first part is sort of a rhetorical question, and the last words are the answer. In other words, you read it. What are we going to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu with? With a shofar, with a nevel v'chinar, with a shofar machal, and so on and so forth? No, kol ha'neshama tal ko haluka. That the we're going to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the neshama. So ke'ilu, all of those are not good, and all of those are batel, and it's the neshama that's Mahal Ko. So Chazal are giving Chazal are giving us a certain inyan that there's two types of shira, and the shira that's done with all those kalim is not the shira. The shira is kol neshama. So of course, you know, it's a person should be mashabeach Hakadosh Baruch Hu and so on and so forth with a lot of kavana and good. Those are all wonderful things, but we do use ma'isa mitzvah. We're using kalim. We're using all sorts of diburim. So what is the what's the question answer over here? It can't be this. It can't be this. Can't be this. It must be that. Well, yes. It's like you would say, does a person need my? Does a Kadosh Baruch Hu need my words? Rachmana liba boy. You know, kavanah is a wonderful thing. But the way the Zohar is telling us the kapitel is that there's a shira that's kalim, and there's a shira that's neshama. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs this shira, not that shira. So I want to be oimed a little bit. I want to be misamic in the inyan over here a little bit. Let's try to understand the nekuda of the nekuda of shira that Chazal is trying to give us over. When something happens, so I see somebody do something that is magnificent. So I say, you know, you did a very nice job. I want to try to understand a little bit what's behind that type of compliment. It's a human thing. You react. You give a certain feedback. So we can use it to help the person. We can say, well, I'm telling him you did a good job. It's a positive reinforcement. He'll do well, and so on and so forth. Okay, that's already that's how we use the mohus of compliment, of shevach. But there is an instinctive reaction to be mishabeach something. Where does it come from? What's the sheirish and the mocker of that? Besides that, there's another reaction. If a person does me a favor and he saved me from some distress, from some difficult situation, from some life-threatening situation. There's hoidah. I'm thankful to the person. I am, you know, I appreciate what you did. I'm makir tov. And that seems to be like an expression of emes. It's an expression of my own personal sense of feelings, of gratitude. It's more to express my sense of things. That, you know, that's what it is. It's an expression of my simcha and how much I owe you and so on. All of these, both of these expressions have a sheirish from the Bria and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he wanted from the world and his yachsus to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world whose purpose, without understanding why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, whose purpose is to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless. The reflection of his godless is when there's a hakara on that godless. In other words, when something is done, and when a person perceives a Maise Hashem, then that hakara is the tachlis. That's kvoid shemayim. It's almost like the old riddle about, you know, if the tree falls and nobody's going to hear it, how did it make, does it make a sound? In other words, it's not a tiferes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless there is a mispoil, something that is mispoil from it. That's the sheirish and makar of shevach. So the hair of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the other is the sheirish of the metzias of shevach. And it comes down to people, that people are mishabeach other people, because that's part of the Bria. There is a hispalus. It's an expression of my hispalus of the other. There is an opposite reaction, and that is a person cares about himself. A person that has himself as himself. And when that is bettered in some way, when something is beneficial to it, there's hakara satov. I recognize it's you who are the one that helped me with this, with that, or the other thing. That is that comes from the shorish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, where on the face of it he seems to be independent, self-sufficient, and self-reliant. But a person is supposed to be makir that be'emes, you should know it all comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's really, really a matana, and it's a matnas chinam, and so on and so forth. Those are the those are the shrashim of these two midas in the Bria. Like all shrashim, they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is an emes to it, there's a toiv to it, and it comes from this nekuda. We think that a shevach and that a hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to someone else, is really, really a very, very fine, quote unquote, gesture, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if I say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so helpful, you're so good, you're so wonderful, I couldn't do anything without you. We think of it as being a very wonderful acknowledgement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're owed one almost. But if you misamik deeper on it, then you understand that it's falling short. In every hoidah and hoidoya, in every thanks and acknowledgement, there is an unwritten nekuda that I am myself, and I'm the center. For instance, if I tell somebody, thank you so much for saving my life, I owe you my life. Let's say the person would say, okay, if you owe me your life, how about sacrificing it for something that I would like? We would say, that's ridiculous. You know, I mean, the tfisa of a person who's maida is that the kavua is himself, and someone else has helped me, someone else has given to me, someone else has supported me. But that's the tfisa of it. On the other hand, when I'm mishabeach, there is an acknowledgement, but it's not for myself. In other words, I see a painting. It's a beautiful painting, and I'd like to acknowledge it, but it's not somehow kosher to the self of the person. I'm an observer. I have a fine eye for art, and I think it's a very, very nice painting. There's a deeper, deeper darga, and that's the darga of Shira. When a person dehares his self as being bottle to the to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his self is a chetimtzah for Kvod Shamayim, there you get a merging of the two, and that's called Shira. Let's try to give the dugma for it. Let's say Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu was put in the Kivshna Eish, he was Moisa Nefesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. So HaKaras HaToiv, HaHidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is, you saved me, I owe you my life, and I'm grateful for it. That's, that darga is a darga of HaKaras HaToiv, and falls under HaHidah. But when I say that I have become a vehicle for Kiddush Hashem, that means I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being the vehicle for Kiddush Hashem. I deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness in the Kiddush Hashem that came out. There I make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Iker and myself the Tefel. What is the center of the statement is a polar difference between the person who thanks, praises, and the person who thanks, or the person who expresses the hakar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless. In my maisa of saving me, I dehared your godless. That means that be'etzem, the significance of my being saved is not that I was saved, but that Kvod Shamayim was this rabbi. That turns everything around. And let's understand it in terms of Chazal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oimed, what does oimed mean? You have the Lashon of oimed aleihem. When you stand aleihem, then you're ready to serve. I can say, listen, I start with myself. Every person starts with a self. That's the Metzias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a lot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reason why I can exist and survive. Those are all different dargas in simply how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vital to me. But it's all about me. So there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a p'chinas oimed. When you have the king painted as standing, what does that mean? The king leads in battle, and the king leads in this, and the king is ready to serve. The king is the servant of the public. He's the glorious servant of the public, but that's what he is. That's the tfisa and the hair of a melech that's oimed. When I paint the Augustus, Yoishev, when I dehera Kadosh Baruch Hu as that you yashavt al kisacha, then it's the other way around. That is the permanent fixture, and I am just a chetimtza. There was the deher in Shira. In Shira, Klal Yisrael's hatsola, Ashira la Hashem ki go'oi go'o. The first words that came out of their mouth, the perspective with which they approached their saving wasn't that they were saved, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisgadil. It's a whole different deher. It's not that I was saved from some sort of, I mean, they could have said, Ribbono Shel Olam, ah, it's altanu mimaves, pidisanu, mirov, santanu, zolkalkanu, and so on and so forth. That would have been the perspective of Hidah. They said, in their own Hatzalah, what they heard was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gadlus. We were a hechatimtza for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shame to be misaleh. That's the pshat in that perspective. So it was the first time in the Bria, certainly all the others and everybody else, of course they were Maida HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on and so forth. If somebody's not Maida, he's a Kfui Toiv. But this the hair that Klal Yisrael going into the Yam Suf is simply a chetimtza for the Gilui Kfayt Shemayim that came out of it. That is the hair that Klal Yisrael came to. The word Shira in the Targum ties as Tushbachta as a Shevach Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, they didn't the foremost. It wasn't an expression of gratitude. It was an expression of Gadlus of Hakar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when the person goes through the Neis Hatzalah, he doesn't dehair his own Hatzalah first, but rather he dehairs the Yad Hashem. That was the switch. That's the pshat that until the Yam, until the Shira, the Yam Suf, no one said Shira. And someone who doesn't say Shira is not fit to be Melech HaMashiach. The Gemara in Erechin says that we learn Ikka Shir Min HaTorah from Bekosef Yisoh, that when a person carries things, there's a difference how you carry certain things. If you carry something in your hand, then what you're doing is you're you, and you're carrying something. You carry different things. That's part of the Pe'ulos Adam. It's part of Avodas Adam, part of Pe'ulos Adam. What you carry on your shoulder, it's called an oil, because it changes the entire metzias of the person. Yishpor uleinu me'al tzavareinu. The oil means that the entire person is subsumed to something else. Just like the pedestal for a statue is the hechetimtza, it's a platform for the statue, so too a person is anything that's called nesia b'kseifayim is called it means that the person dehairs himself as hechetimtza for the other thing. So therefore, Shira, Ika Shira, all the avodas in the Beis Hamikdash are avodas, pu'ulas that I do. But when Shira is a type of avoda that the entire person dehairs himself as a chetimtza for the other, then it becomes an avoda because of Yisoh. They carry something because of. In the Etzem. In the Etzem Pe'ula of Shira, when a person praises, the Ikka Kli of praise is the Moyach, is the Seichel. When I see somebody do a fantastic job, a wonderful art, so it's an appraisal. The feedback I give him is, well, I understand art very well, and I think it was done very well. I understand music very well. That piece was brilliantly executed, and so on. It's you know, I might be excited a bit by it, but the Iker, the etzem, it's a pu'ula of seichel. I'm telling somebody, listen, so-and-so evaluated my work, and he thinks it's really, really very nice. The pu'ula of haidah, when a person is thanking somebody for something that happened to him, it's be'iker in the lave. It's something which the deeper someone has been benevolent to me, gracious to me, is the more I feel it's a pool of the lev. I'm not saying an appraisal. I want to tell you something that you really did it very neatly, but rather it's a structure because my entire metzias was threatened, was broadened. I'm talking about, whenever I talk about my metzias, then it's simcha or chas v'shalom etziv. It's a type of emotion. Shira is a unique shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the person expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless as the raison d'etre of his metzias. That's why malachim are unique in shira. You know, it's the Gemara in Chulin. The mashmos of the Gemara is the ikka shira is given to malachim. Klal Yisrael is a maila that we lead the shira. In other words, shira is be'etzim the language of malachim, and Klal Yisrael is greater because malachim wait for Klal Yisrael, whatever it is. But it's mashma the ikka shira is malachim, and Klal Yisrael can be greater, should be greater. Because a malach, being that his entire mohus is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, being that he has the mohus, then shira is his natural language, because he's kol kulein over Hashem. Being that it's natural like that, it's not as a big mile as Klal Yisrael when they deherit. So shira is the natural language of malachim, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And Klal Yisrael, when they rise and they say Shira, that's a much bigger darga. So Shira is be'etzim the language of the malachim, and Klal Yisrael is the one that whose Shira is really noteworthy when it happens, because it's so difficult, so unusual. That's the oimek of why Oz Yoshe it says by Tchias HaMeisim again. Mikan that is Tchias HaMeisim again. We have a hard time understanding. I mean, Tchias HaMeisim is sort of a second coming. Like, what's the tachos of Tchias HaMeisim? What is the difference between our chios now and a chios of Tchias HaMeisim? A person will be mitukin, it'll be good, it'll be wonderful. The difference is, we start, a person's, the way in which we're created, the way in which we're made, our tefisa starts with a tefisa of ourself first. That's how we're born, and we sense ourselves, and it takes a long time of development till we come to some sort of akara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, the Cheshivas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., the whole development of a person to be a Ruchnistic person. But those are all things that develop. And b'meila, there's some Sheirish now in the Shema that inheres itself as being something of self. It part of the Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut us off. And we have our sense of self, and that's who we are. And you know, we have to develop to also share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Tchias HaMeisim is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a neshama back, the neshama that came to a certain, to a perfect hakara. That's a new metzias, where the neshama's coming into the guf is with the hakara that v'yadatem k'ni Hashem. It's the idea that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses us with new life, the hakara of that the Ani is Hashem is part of our foundation block, or part of our very metzias, like Malachim. Except that Malachim never had it otherwise, and we did have it otherwise, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a whole new metzias where we deherit. And that's why that's the makom of Shira. So, it's something which is, we're talking about dargis that are the pinnacle of all the dargis. We're talking about shiras hayam, which is the pinnacle of the tishbachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the bria. We're talking about an incredible madrega, which is kimat counter to the very metzias of Adam, but this is, it's part and parcel of ourselves. We all were there at Kriyas Yam Suf. It says, Afilu Uba Mei Iman. We all had a kesher to it. And the fact that it's Chazal say that Klal Yisrael Shayach to Lishmo, Umusel Manat Shayach Lishmo, is built on this Havan and this Tfisa, that we have a Metzias and a Kud and a Sheirish that comes from there. The Shira was unique. It's when a person's personal experience, they were hemmed in, and they were betzar and betzara, and they were saved, and the lave and the israxus, the excitement of being saved expressed itself in Ashir Lashem ki go'oi go'o. I dehared myself as part of something so much greater than myself. I dehared myself as part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest gilu, in a sense, of Ruach Shivcha HaLayam. That's the ultimate Avodas Adam. That a person transforms himself from someone who's Ani is an Ani, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oymed Olav, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshev and Am Oymed Olav, is the ultimate in a person's personal transition to Tachlis Abriya, to Shleimus Adam. In the Pasuk, Vakosev Yakosev Yisou, they carried it with on their shoulders. So Zal Dashan, the Oren is Noisias Noisov. The Oren carries those who carry it. In other words, normally our perception is that if what's demanded of us is to shtolzach tzu to something, in a tzura of because of Yisrael, be mevatel myself for that, then I've lost in it. I'm diminished. I'm bottled to it. But Chazal had in that type of his batlus, is the urn is neises neisav. When the things that a person carries bekosev, the yarem ruchnim that a person carries bekosev, then the person becomes uplifted by it. Because I now became something bigger myself. A slab, a pedestal, let's take a pedestal. A pedestal is a slab of stone. No, loyhoid, veloychein, veloychada, nothing to it. So it's a piece of stone, that's all it is. No beauty to it, nothing. But when I place an incredible statue on it, and this is the piece that serves it, then it becomes part of the statue. It becomes incredibly valuable as part of the statue. That's when a person is mevatel himself, because if he's so, that's when a person becomes the Aron is nicest, nicer. It's a direct result of it. The Oz Yashem Moshe of Israel, the Shira sang itself through them. It says in Sfarim, the Pchina of Shechina Medaberes Migroni, like Moshe. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael Shira. Some was Medayik, yes, that even if they had Nevuah, but it says, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Istam Nesignin Echad. So how could they have all said the same Shira? And the answer, he says, is that it was a Pchina of Shechina Medaberes Migroni of all Klai Yisrael. That's why it says, Ozer Shem Moshe of Nei Yisrael, it was with the Pchina's Moshe that all Klai Yisrael sang it. In other words, when a person is mevatel himself, that he sees his own metzias as the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kvoid, instead of the other way around, then the person becomes a total kli for Dvar Hashem, and it becomes and it's a pchina of Shechina Das Vargoyne. The Shira is something that happened once, and it's a pinnacle, and it's something we look back to as what a person can come to in this world. Matan Torah is already a metzias where we are bottled, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala, it's all milamala. Shira and Yam is from Lamata, where a person dehers HaKadosh Baruch Hu through himself. He dehers himself only as a chetin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Ved is the chelik of what comes out from the Shira, the chelik of La'asid, because Kolzman, Kol Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the head relationship to me. There are tkufis of waxing and waning. Listen, I mean, as grateful as I am to somebody, I don't become stuck with him forever, because the forever is me. He, you know, the time zone, when we're closer, times are further, so on and so forth. When I deher myself as being the chetimtza for him, then Hashem Yimlach Olam Vod, the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Olam Vod, because that becomes the ikka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the yoshiv, and I'm doing it all of, is the other way around. And the Chazal wo megalatos ba'imek daitam v'reichav sichlam, that Shira is the shevach of the world, of the Bria, at Tchias HaMesim. And Tchias HaMesim, we won't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us back our lives. We're going to dehar our lives. For the first time, we'll really dehar our lives as being kol kulei an expression of Kol Shamayim. The next moment of Shir in the Bria is the Shir of Tchias HaMesim, because that's when we'll know Kinei Hashem B'Pischias Kiveichem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, when our very Shirish of Chaim will deher itself as being from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the expression of the world will become Shir.